can shout it out. What's some good news you've heard recently?
New babies.
New babies? Anything else? A new godson, yep. Any new jobs out there? Any new engagements? Anything new? Anything good?
Good grades.
Good grades? That's always good, yep. What feelings do you have when you receive good news? What are some feelings?
Joy.
Joy? Happiness, okay. Depending on what news you were expecting, maybe you're relieved if it's good news, right? Have you ever received good news following a series of bad news in your life? Maybe like a remission after a recurrence, a new job after losing another one, a good prognosis after a bad diagnosis, maybe the arrival of a rainbow baby after a pregnancy loss. When you think of that kind of good news, what range of emotions do you feel when you receive that kind of good news?
Grateful,
yeah. If you were able to recall for just a moment what it feels like to hear good news, perhaps some of the feelings that you might experience are being perplexed, right? Especially if you didn't expect it. Did this even really happen? Maybe you're amazed or astounded. Maybe your heart burned within you. I'm borrowing all of those words from our scripture passage where the very first disciples of Jesus received the good news on the very first Easter of Jesus' resurrection. And so if you can relate to what it feels like to receive good news, you're poised to experience what Jesus' first disciples experienced after they heard the news of the resurrection. Having just journeyed through Holy Week, we know that the good news of Jesus' resurrection came after several days of really bad news, right? His first followers watched as Jesus was handed over to authorities and mocked and beaten and crucified. And they witnessed him taken down off the cross and his lifeless body laid in the tomb. There was no doubt in their minds that Jesus had fully succumbed to death. And then early on Sunday morning, the wounds of their grief still wide open, the women discovered that the tomb was wide open and it was empty. And they thought that someone had taken Jesus' body. But then the good news reached their ears as two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them and said these words, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Jesus is not here. He has risen." Enter the best good news that the world has ever collectively received. Jesus is not here, but he has risen. Jesus is no longer dead, but has risen. Jesus lives again. Earth can breathe again because Jesus has risen. And this is good news indeed, but this good news did not immediately spread from person to person. It was too good to believe, too good to be true. How was it possible that someone that they had just watched die had been resurrected to new life? And so the women returned to the disciples and they told them what they had seen and what they had heard, but the disciples took it not as true good news, but as an idle tale. Told by women that they assumed to be disillusioned by their grief, hope-filled yet misguided, steeped in outlandish storytelling. And then one disciple, right, Peter, had to go and confirm the empty tomb for himself in order to believe that the good news was really real. And he was amazed to discover that what the women had reported was true. But still, at this point, no one had seen the risen Christ. And so maybe the good news wasn't quite so good after all. They had only heard rumors of the good news of Jesus' resurrection at this point. And usually, this is where our Easter reading ends. We don't get to meet Jesus in Luke's gospel unless we keep reading. And then we meet Jesus face to face as he comes alongside the two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus. And interestingly, as he comes alongside these people, walking and talking with them, they don't recognize him, right? In their sorrow and their certainty that he has succumbed to death, they cannot imagine the possibility of resurrection. And it wasn't until hours later when he was at the table with them and he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them that their eyes were finally open and they were able to recognize him. The good news, the possibility of it being real had finally sunk in. Jesus was no longer dead, but had risen indeed. And from there, then, the good news began to rapidly spread as people dared to believe that it was true. And so what would your reaction be to hearing good news like this that seems impossible? Or maybe a better question is, what was your reaction when you received this good news that seems impossible? Because there was a point in all of our lives where we didn't know anything about Jesus, right? And then someone told us this remarkable story. And many of us were probably very small. We were young, impressionable, very trustworthy. And so we believed this remarkable story without a lot of questioning. Maybe we were curious about the how and the why of this unimaginable reality that's at the core of our Christian faith. But even the most curious among us still take for granted how remarkable this good news actually is. We follow a Jesus who was once dead and then came back to life. We confess to believe in and be loved by a Jesus who could not stay dead but was resurrected, whose heart began to beat again, whose blood began to pulse through his veins again, who began to breathe in and out, filling his lungs with new life once again. And as you hear this good news afresh today, maybe you relate to the women who first went to the tomb. Just as they were ready to tend to Jesus' body for proper burial, maybe you too have always tended well to your own faith, keeping Jesus close at heart, believing fully in his saving power without doubt, never questioning it, but fully relying on Jesus. Or maybe there are some of you who do not find it so easy to believe, who find it more difficult to believe in this impossible story of death and resurrection. And maybe like some of the early disciples, you've wrestled with whether or not it's just an idle tale. Perhaps your wondering has made you like Peter, eager to get a closer look for yourself at the place where the good news came back to life. And so you steep yourself in reading and learning and conversations centered on God, trying to drill down to the truth that sets you fully free so that you can believe the good news for yourself. Or maybe your doubts have stalled your faith growth, and you hear the echo of Jesus' words to the men walking on the road to Emmaus. How foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Whatever the case, if believing fully is not second nature to you as you gather here on this Easter Sunday, take heart. Remember that Jesus died and rose again. Jesus died and rose again for all the Marys and all the Peters and all of those who still wander on the road toward the good news. Jesus also remained with those who were the most lost in their sorrow and their doubts until they fully recognized him. The good news has always been that Jesus is risen, and how it is received by those who hear it, whether fully embraced or with a dose of doubt, does not change the good news itself. It still remains the same, and this is the vital part of this God-given good news. In the midst of our doubts, our fears, our shortcomings, our uncertainties, our missteps, our complacency, our wanderings, Jesus keeps showing up, rising again to meet us on whatever road we find ourselves on, breaking bread for us so that we might taste and see that Jesus is the good news. Jesus could not stay dead. Jesus could not stay entombed. Jesus could not help but become good news for the sake of the world, for the sake of you and for the sake of me. So may you believe on this Easter Sunday that Jesus Christ has risen for you, and may you carry that good news out into a world that needs to believe it too. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Amen. We'll sing together our hymn of the day. Let us talents and tongues employ. This is a good time to use your egg shakers, kids. As you're able, in body or spirit, for our prayers of intercession. During the prayer petitions, there is one that leaves space for you to lift up names of people that you want to pray for, so feel free to say those names aloud when that time comes. Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. Holy God, we pray for the body of Christ, the church. Where the church is persecuted, protect it. Where the church is privileged, grant it humility. Where the church is fractured, heal it. Guide us all to embody Christ's love in the world, God of grace. Life-giving God, we pray for the earth, your good creation. Join our prayers with the branches lifted in praise and the roaring waters of new life, that together with all of creation we may proclaim Easter hope, God of grace. Merciful God, we pray for all people and nations, free oppressed communities from occupation, exploitation, and abuse. Teach leaders your way of justice. Empower peacemakers and all who work to end violence and strife. God of grace. Liberating God, we pray for people everywhere who long for good news. Roll away the stones that keep people from living with dignity and wholeness. Breathe new life and hope into people struggling with PTSD, addiction, and mental health. Bring healing to those that we pray for now by name. God of grace. Eternal God, we remember those who have gone before us in death. Especially today, we remember Doris Myers, whose life we will celebrate tomorrow. Renew our trust in your promises that we might live with joyful courage and compassion. God of grace. Into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. I invite you to share a sign of peace with those around you. seated as we continue with our offering. And during offering, I'll also make the announcements I usually make at the beginning of the service. Watch your step. Huh. Here you go. Like that. Our radio sponsor today is Erin Richardson, sponsoring a celebration of her birthday and in honor of Easter Sunday. So we give thanks for her sponsorship and wish her a happy birthday. This Wednesday, we have some activities happening at both of the churches. Right after school on Wednesday, we'll have our Faith Lift Learning Night here at 4 o'clock. Rock Creek will meet at 5:30 for theirs. We'll have our choir at 6:30 at Rock Creek, and then the Rock Creek Council meets at 7 p.m. If you're interested in supporting the Rock Creek Fire Department, they have a special fundraiser happening next week, which will be right after worship at Rock Creek in the morning for a pancake and French toast feed. So they're serving from 8 until 11. So you could go there and eat before you worship here in support of them. Thanks to all who generously supported the youth group's Palm Sunday Decorative Spoon fundraiser last week. We raised a whopping $775. So we're very grateful for your support. We hope you're enjoying using your spoons. And we will put that money towards our mission trip to Benton Harbor, Michigan this summer. So thank you. A reminder that tomorrow we will celebrate the life of Doris Myers. Her funeral service will take place at Real Funeral Home at 11 p.m. And then a meal will follow here at Faith. 11 a.m. 11 a.m. Did I say 11 p.m.? Oh, my gosh. Easter sunrise, it's all just throwing me off. Oh, my gosh. Okay, yes. Tomorrow morning at 11, followed by lunch here at the church. So service at Real, meal here. Thank you. Just making sure you're all listening. Okay. Any other announcements? All right, then I invite you to stand as you're able for our doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Use them for your glory and strengthen us in the risen Christ. Amen. On this day, we celebrate the risen Christ. On this day, we celebrate resurrection in our lives. On this day, we embrace the grace which reaches from the tomb. On this day, we shout, Alleluia.
On this day, we shout, Christ is risen. Alleluia.
It is through our neighbors and creation that we see the rising of Christ, O God. We celebrate the shifting of seasons from one to the next. As the earth sheds its snow, it begins to drink in the warm rains, and creation comes alive once again. And so in this spirit of brightness and life, we celebrate. We celebrate the risen Christ in our midst. We celebrate the table in which we can join together with friends and strangers. Through this meal, which has stood the test of time, we covenant to love you, God. We covenant to love as Christ loved us through a simple meal of grain and grape. We, your children, unite. As we experience this Easter season, we ask that the warm winds of the Spirit would encircle this table and accompany us on our journey. May this Spirit help us to recognize Christ present in our midst. May this Spirit open our souls in order for us to see humanity, to see God and creation through the eyes of Jesus. It was Jesus who first introduced this meal to his followers. As the night lengthened, Jesus took a simple portion of bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again, after supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Today we celebrate this earth-shaking love of Jesus, a love that sent him to the cross, a love that overcame death, a love that lives eternally with us, encouraging us to live a resurrected life. May the Holy Spirit be poured out on this bread and cup as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated as you prepare to commune. We'll be serving communion continuously today, so you'll follow the direction of your ushers, come forward for the bread, take the cup, and then your empty cup can go in the bowl on the stool on either side as you return to your seats. A couple notes about communion. The outer rim of the communion tray is white grape juice, so if you prefer grape juice instead of wine, take from there. And then if you need gluten-free wafers instead of wheat bread, we do have those available as well. Here at Faith Lutheran, everyone is welcome at the table. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come, all are welcome. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ is given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. Do you receive communion? No, not yet? Okay. Remember how much Jesus loves you. Go right over there. Remember how much Jesus loves you. Remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 Remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for you. Right back. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Christ given for you and the blood of Christ shed for you. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us pray. Thank you, divine crafter of the table, for fashioning us a holy meal that unites us with the whole body of Christ. Send us into the world resurrected, refreshed, and ready to share God's unconditional love. Amen. The God of resurrection power, the Christ of unending joy, and the Spirit of Easter hope, bless you now and always. Amen. We'll sing together our sending hymn, Go to the World. Go to the world. Cross where Christ renews life's worth, baptizing as the sign of our rebirth. Alleluia, alleluia. Go to the world, go into every place, go live. To is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Go in peace. Tell what God has done.
You've been listening to the Faith Lutheran Church services on Real Country 1430. If you would like to support Faith's radio ministry with WRDN, send checks to Faith Lutheran Church at 1032 Prizel Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. For more information, you can call Faith at 715-672-8107 or read about them on realcountry1430.com. This is Sunday morning on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Real Country 1430 WRDN Durand, Mondovi, Pepin. The entertainment you want, the information you need.
Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's this kiss, unstoppable. This kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the wind while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion. Let's let everything slide. You got me floating. You got me flying. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's subliminal.
Gas lights on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Ball four, take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run!
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark pics you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning, even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and get iPad and Apple Watch SE with eligible service plan, only on Verizon.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Is your mower's battery weak or dead after winter storage? Get your mower ready for spring lawn maintenance at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after rebate. Choose SuperStart batteries for power, performance, and reliability exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know I got me a new girl down there in Jefferson City, and she lets me feel proud of where I came from. Stay on the dance floor. Can you believe I'm on the radio? Just thought you should know. Thought you should know. Thought you should know. Oh, by the way, mama, didn't mean to ramble on you. How's everything back at home? Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is dad still doing dumb? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you, but anyways, I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know I got me a new girl down there in Jefferson City, yeah. She lets me feel. Still proud of where I came from. Stay on the dance floor. Can you believe I'm on the radio? Just thought you should know. Thought you should know. Thought you should know. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. Thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know that I really like this girl down in Jefferson City, and turns out she's a lot like you. Yeah, I'm still proud of where I came from. Still on the dance on the bus is leaving, so I gotta blow. Just thought you should know. Thought you should know. Thought you.
a dark flat land she rides, on a pony she named Wildfire, with a whirlwind by her side. On a cold Nebraska night, they say she died one winter when there came a killing frost, and the pony she named Wildfire busted down its stall. In a blizzard he was lost. Of the moon, I planted it, but there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming.
Winnikins keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've said things that I'll regret. It won't be easy to forget. Scars take time to heal. Before another bitter word gets loose, I was hoping we could call a truce. 'Cause nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. When we light that same old fuse again and again. Nobody wins slamming doors. We both lost this fight before, and I won't play this game no more. 'Cause nobody wins.
don't matter who's wrong or right. Honey, love ain't black and white, the way I feel about you. All I wanna do is hold you tight. I can't take another angry night when nobody wins. We both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. When we light that same old fuse again and again. Nobody wins. Slamming doors. We both lost this fight before. And I won't play this game no more. Cause nobody wins. I know something's bound to break if we don't.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
Visit O'Galley Cheese for many locally sourced food items, including O'Galley's own award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses and homemade squeaky fresh cheese curds made with milk from our local dairy farms. O'Galley Cheese also offers a variety of locally made brats, specialty popcorn, and delicious cheesecakes. Need a quick and easy dinner for the family? Pick up a handmade pizza from the O'Galley Cheese Factory Store. Family-owned and operated for over 75 years, O'Galley Cheese Factory Store opens 7 days a week, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Durand Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Durand Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Durand Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see mostly cloudy skies for your Easter Sunday. Highs in the upper 40s. A little bit of rain developing in the late afternoon. Light winds. For Sunday night, we'll see rain chances continue. Could mix with a little bit of snowfall overnight. Little to no accumulation. Lows in the lower 30s. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. Right now, it's 40.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Chilling on the beach with my sweet Georgia peach. Not a care in the world, just trying to beat the heat.
Body like an hourglass, sand on my feet. Can't help but stare, cause I got the best seat. Just when I thought it couldn't get any hotter, you slid on in, said I'm a little hot and bothered, if you know what I mean. Let's crank it up to 100 degrees. All right. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet. Burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Driving south with the drop top down, hair in the wind, top petty up loud. You give me that look, you lick them lips. I said, hang on, baby, better pull over for this. Don't wanna get a DWK. Driving while kissing, they'll put you away. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet. Burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey.
Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine. Sunshine and whiskey, like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey.
Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey.
Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey.
Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You could say I'm a little bit crazy. You could call me insane. Walking around with all these whispers running around here in my brain. I just can't help but hear them. Man, I can't avoid it. I hear voices like my dad saying, work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Turns out I'm pretty dang lucky for all that good advice. Those hard-to-find words of wisdom hold up here in my mind. And just when I've lost my way, or I've got too many choices, I hear voices like my dad saying, quit that team and you'll be a quitter for the rest of your life. And mama telling me to say a prayer every time I lay down at night. And grandma saying, if you find the one, you better treat her right. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Sometimes I try to ignore them, but I thank God for them, 'cause they made me who I am.
mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Country is sitting on the back porch, listen to the whippoorwill late in the day. Country is minding your business, helping a stranger if he comes your way. Country is country is what you make it. Country is all in your mind. Country is working for a living, banking your own thoughts, loving your town. Country is teaching your children, find out what's right and stand your ground. And country is